That evening, when she goes to Novi Svet, she's still out of sorts. Kazimierz notices immediately. What's the matter? Tomasz and Adam are carrying out maintenance work on the printing press and don't pay her any attention. Just one of those days in the restaurant. That's all. He lays a hand on her shoulder, and she doesn't flinch the way she did when Kurt Schneider touched her. Take a moment to calm down before you go out again. You're doing a really great job for us. He picks up a pile of information bulletins, hot off the press, with all the latest news which the Germans do not want the Polish people to know. Can you fit a few more in your bag today? Sure. I'd best be going. She can't afford to hang around too long, although she'd love to stay here, talking to Kazimierz. But there's the curfew to think of. Kazimierz accompanies her to the foot of the cellar steps. He's so close that she can smell him, a mixture of ink that stains his fingers black, and the soap he uses to scrub away the evidence of his illegal work. His hand brushes against hers, and she feels her heart thumping in her chest. She wants to turn to him, for him to take her in his arms. But time is pressing. I have to go, she whispers. Take care, he says. I always do.